KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, Test Iowa is further expanding access to COVID-19 testing with new sites opening this week, including one in Dallas County to better serve Des Moines metro area and four clinic sites in rural communities. The Dallas County drive-through site opened up Monday at Inewaukee Middle School or South Middle School. Individuals must complete the assessment at testiowa.com and schedule an appointment online to be tested at any of the sites. Additionally, four clinic sites will serve Page, Union, Carroll, and Crawford counties. Clinic sites are partnerships between the state of Iowa and local health care providers to increase access to testing in their communities. The clinics operate and staff the test sites. The state provides testing supplies and processes samples through the state hygienic lab. The new clinic sites in southwest Iowa includes in Page County at the Clarinda Regional Health Center. That opened up on June the 3rd. In Union County at the Greater Regional Health in Creston, which opened Monday. Up in Carroll County at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll, that opens tomorrow. And in Crawford County, St. Anthony Clinic in Denison also opens tomorrow. Again, if you wish to get tested at any of those clinic sites around the state or the drive-up test site, you must first complete your online assessment at testiowa.com. You'll then be directed to call the clinic to schedule an appointment. Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing. Locations and hours of operations for all test sites near you can be found at testiowa.com or at coronavirus.iowa.gov. Well, there have been some partisan policy disputes now that the 2020 Iowa legislative session has resumed, but there is some intense public bickering about face masks. Most Democrats have been wearing face coverings. Most Republicans are not. Senator Bill Dotzler, a Democrat from Waterloo, gave two speeches urging his colleagues to wear a mask at all times.
Have respect for us who might have underlying conditions or family members who had them underlying conditions. We even got people who are healthcare professionals in this room that aren't doing it.
Senator Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa, the Republican nominee for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, is an eye doctor. Miller Meeks responded to Dotzler saying she's read reams of research that suggests maintaining 6 feet of separation is sufficient.
I don't need to be chastised as a physician on whether I should wear a mask or not wear a mask because I've looked at the CDC guidelines. I am, in fact, following those guidelines. When I'm at a store, at a location, at a restaurant, I make sure I'm 6 feet apart.
There was no floor debate Monday in the House or Senate. The legislature will reconvene today. Traffic and the sale of new cars are both picking back up as the state emerges from a shutdown brought on by the coronavirus. Iowa Department of Transportation's Director of Planning, Stuart Anderson, told the Transportation Commission during a workshop Monday that traffic numbers bottomed out the week of April the 10th.
Overall, for all traffic, that's the lighter blue line, we were down 44% that week. On the interstate system, it's 47%. Below that comparable week in 2019.
Anderson said traffic volume has increased every week since the low.
We're still well below the 2019 levels, but the week that ended last Thursday, total traffic in Iowa was down 21%. So we've cut in half the traffic impacts on the state.
The fees paid when someone buys a new car also saw a drop.
In March, they were down a little over 50% from April of last year. In May, we just got some new May data this morning. Looks like in May, it's down a third from what it was.
The car fees and gas tax are used to fund road repairs. Anderson said they had a projected loss of 25% in road funding, or about $35 million, but those numbers are beginning to look better.
So what we're estimating for the June distribution is that it will be down $25 million from what we would expect without the COVID-19 impact. So that's more of a 20% reduction instead of a 25% reduction.
Anderson says there's a lot of variability and projections are highly subject to change. A committee in the Iowa Senate has narrowly approved a plan to give Iowa restaurants and bars permanent permission to sell mixed drinks to go. Governor Reynolds ordered restaurants and bars to close on St. Patrick's Day due to the pandemic, but she issued a proclamation March 31st that allowed bars and restaurants with a liquor license to sell carryout cocktails along with carryout food. Senator Clara Selsey, a Democrat from Des Moines, said she's no prude, but continuing this practice now that bars and restaurants have been allowed to reopen is unwise.
We're setting a terrible example for our youth, just having a cocktail culture in this state, and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
And another senator says it'll make it easier for someone to pass mixed drink to minors, making some 21-year-olds the hit of the parking lot. Senator Craig Johnson, a Republican from Independence, says the proposal does not lift the state ban on consumption of alcohol in a public place.
These are sealed drinks. Would be no different than what you would buy in a convenience store, one off the shelf.
The proposal would also let the state's vineyards sell so-called growlers that hold up to 72 ounces of wine, and it would create a new state permit for selling beer and spirits at charity events. This package of changes in Iowa's alcohol laws cleared the Senate State Government Committee on an 8-7 vote late Friday night and is eligible for debate in the full Senate. In area news, two thefts were reported to Creston police on Monday. A resident of the 1200 block of North Chestnut told authorities that sometime between 7 p.m. Friday and 8 a.m. Monday, someone broke into a storage unit he rents at 801 West Town Line. Two cable locators valued at $18,000 were stolen. And a man residing in Nottoway reported to Creston police Monday that his vehicle had been towed from the 100 block of North Elm Street in Creston sometime during the past week. Missing from the vehicle were two flashlights that were inside the vehicle when it was towed. Loss was estimated at $150. Creston police said also 67-year-old David Rooker of Creston was cited Monday afternoon on a failure to obey a nuisance charge. He was issued a summons to appear in court and released at his residence. Officials at the Atlantic Food Pantry yesterday said they have an ample supply of containers for now, but they need plastic grocery bags. So if you have time to double up your bags, that would be greatly appreciated. They prefer bags from Walmart, Hy-Vee, and Fairway be doubled together to make them stronger. If you don't have the time to double them, just bring them into the pantry and as singles, and they'll put them together for you. Due to the higher than normal volume of clients, the pantry is also in need of donations of canned vegetables such as corn, green beans, peas, baked beans. Check that the expiration dates are 2018 or later. Donations can be brought to the pantry Monday and Thursdays from 9 until 11 a.m. The volunteers of the food pantry want to thank you for all your continued support. Officials with Grow Another Row, Cass County, report specific places, days, and times for distribution of produce in each town in the county will be available for you beginning June the 15th. The project is designed to share extra harvested produce with hungry families. And on a separate note, they say if tomatoes are on your growing list, think about fertilizing them 3 to 4 weeks after transplanting, but use discretion. Experts warn over-fertilization promotes excessive leafy growth, and that may inhibit fruit development. It's not too late, they say, to plant tomatoes, and it's the perfect time to plant green beans. And finally, in area news, residents of Greenfield and Griswold will experience brief power outages this week. Officials of the Nishna Valley Rural Electric Cooperative report tomorrow. June 10th, NVRC members in the Griswold area will experience a brief 10 to 15-minute power outage between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. while crews make some substation equipment replacements. Health officials of the Greenfield Municipal Utilities will be conducting mandatory black start testing beginning at 10 o'clock tonight through 6 a.m. Wednesday. That process allows GMU to test their ability to train their employees to repower the town in the event of a complete loss of power from their supplier, which is the Central Iowa Power Cooperative. During the test, some or all the customers may experience an interruption of power service for short periods of time, and that if all goes as planned, the outage should not last more than 10 minutes at a time. The service may be out numerous times during the event overnight. GMU says they understand the inconvenience of the testing, have tried to schedule it to hours where there is less demand on the electric system to avoid seriously impacting as many customers as they possibly can. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.